From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
I think he's as tough as they come in this business, and Aaron Rodgers, and can't say enough about him.
Welcome, Bill Michaels Show, and talking about Aaron Rodgers, those are the words of Matt LaFleur. Aaron Rodgers yesterday, a perfect day when it came to passer rating. And just the numbers coming out of yesterday, pretty staggering when you look at Aaron Rodgers' numbers. He accounted for all touchdowns yesterday. He ran one for 3 yards. He was 25 of 31 for 429 yards, 5 touchdowns through the air, had a 74-yard touchdown pass, a catch and run by Marquez Valdes-Scantling. The same thing with Aaron Jones, who had a 21-yarder out of the backfield, and Jay Kumaro, who had a 37-yarder down the sideline walking the tightrope. Big day yesterday. But when you look, now here's something to think about, okay? When you look at the receivers yesterday, there was 8 of them thrown to. Jimmy Graham had 4 catches, tight end. Geronimo Allison, 4 catches, wide receiver. Aaron Jones had 4 catches, running back. Jamal Williams had 4 catches, running back. So 12 of the top 16 catches were to other than a wide receiver. Alan Lazard had 3. Marquez Valdes-Scantling had a couple. Jay Kumaro had a couple. And Danny Vitale, fullback, had a couple as well. Aaron Rodgers spreading the ball around. The only thing that you can say might be a little bit disappointing was they only ran for 60 yards yesterday. Aaron Jones, 12 carries, 50 yards, 4.2 yards per carry average. Jamal Williams, 3 carries, just 5 yards yesterday. So that was a little bit disappointing. But you look at the Green Bay Packers on third down, something they had traditionally not been doing well when it comes to the offense. They were 6 of 10, 60% yesterday. That's solid. That's you know, the first couple of downs, you're scheming guys open. Third down, give it to Aaron Rodgers, let him find somebody, let him move the chains. They were doing that yesterday. The disappointing side of things, the Raiders were 64%, 7 of 11. And the defense was unable to get off the field on third down consistently. The fourth down, big fourth down play, where the Raiders were stymied at the goal line and they were not able to punch it in. And that then turned things in the favor of the Green Bay Packers. Yesterday, though, they gave up 155 yards on the ground. They gave up 329 yards through the air yesterday. When you look at the day that Derek Carr had, 22 of 28. 22 of 28, 293 yards. A couple of touchdowns, had the one costly pick. Still had a quarterback rating of 119.2. Mike Glennon, a couple of passes, 2 of 3, 36 yards. Had the touchdown. So, not a great day defensively for the Green Bay Packers, but they stood tall when they needed to. So, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, go ahead and do so. Again, 855-830-8648. Let's go to Ron, listening to us in Madison. Ron, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hi, Bill. I watched the game yesterday. The offense is clicking like I figured just keep number 12 healthy, and he can get the ball to anybody. But the Packers are close. They're getting close. And if they can have the best record in the NFC or the second best record, getting to the Super Bowl is a real good possibility. They just have to have the defense hold up their end the rest of the season. But what are the doctors that have decided about Adams? So I'll hang up.
Well, okay, appreciate it. Well, when it comes to Davante Adams, he said this past week that he'll be ready to go when he's ready to go. That he wants to come back. It's not that he doesn't want to. It's just that with this kind of an injury, it just takes time. He was kind of hoping he could feel better this week and come back this week. I look at it this way. If you're not close to 100%, get as close as you can, you're winning. You're winning, and you're winning in different ways right now. It's not that you don't need Devontae, because you do. It's just that right now you're not desperate, and you want Devontae, because if you continue to win, you're going to find yourself in the postseason. You want Devontae for the postseason. You don't want Devontae to come back a week or two or three early and then injure that thing again, and then he's not available the rest of the year. So you're winning football games. It's not to say that it's no big deal, because it is. I don't mean to diminish or make it sound like I'm diminishing Devontae's role in any of this. I just am simply saying you're winning games, you're top of the division, you only have one loss in a season. It's not that you can just say, okay, we'll throw one away, because you don't. But you're winning. Don't rush him back just to get him back. Make sure you get him back and he's back healthy and can remain with you the remainder of the season. Turf toe's nothing to screw with. Because if you injure it again, that's it for your season. So when the doctors, when you say, what are the doctors saying? The doctors don't talk. Devontae talks. And while he makes it sound at times like he's trying to come back this week or next week, to me, I mean, because there was even some questions in the locker room that said, hey, are you targeting the Kansas City game? And we talked about that originally. But you know what? Look, if you can hang on and rest that thing and continue to rest that thing, and you're not yet 100%, say you're only 70, don't risk it. You get to 80, start thinking about it. You get to 90, you say, okay, I'm pretty much ready to go. You know? So if this week you're 70, take the week off. If next week you're 80, take the week off. Come back when you're 90 or when you're close to 100. Or if you're winning games and you can get through the bye week, do that. You know? In the meantime, other guys are getting experience. You know, you're relying on Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Geronimo Allison. By the way, Geronimo Allison yesterday played a pretty solid game for those that didn't happen to pay attention. Five targets. Did not have a drop yesterday. So for those that said, Geronimo, you got to cut him loose last week, just the opposite this week. Four catches, 33 yards. Nothing spectacular, but he moved the sticks. And that's what you wanted out of Geronimo Allison, making some tough catches, going over the middle, coming out of the slot. Looked good doing it. 855-830-8648. Chime in. That's on the Milwaukee Admirals. Hashtag Admirals 50 talk line. Give us a shout. Want to hear from you. Also, let's go back to it. We'll talk to Tim in Fredonia, our buddy Tim. Tim, how you doing, pal? Tim. Tim gone. Tim usually hangs on, too. Let's go to Chris listening to us in Wauwatosa. Chris, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Oh, fantastic, Billy. You guys, as always, have got a great show, and it was a wonderful game yesterday that both Aaron's played just fantastic.
Yes, it was.
What a great day to be named Aaron and all that.
Yeah, right? Yeah, good point.
What I else? Bet a lot of new mothers are naming their kids Aaron.
Maybe.
Same with the Smiths, too, and all that, too. It's a great day to be a Smith.
Maybe a few Zedariuses will pop up throughout the state. You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else?
I'm looking forward to next Sunday night in Kansas City. That should be a good game.
Yeah. Next Sunday night, and appreciate the phone call. Thanks for listening there in Tosa. Used to live in Tosa when I first moved into the state of Wisconsin. Next Sunday night is a get your chili ready. You know, not just your popcorn. Next Sunday night, now look, you're catching this team without Patrick Mahomes. Okay, but they went on. Look, they beat on a decent Denver defense. They beat up Denver this past week. So they're still not a slouch team. They won 30-6. Denver put up 6 points in the first quarter, never scored again. Their defense is pretty solid. So I look like, you know, hey, this is not a – Patrick Mahomes makes a – he's a big deal. But Moore came in and did more than enough to win. 10 of 19, 117 yards, a touchdown. Had that 57-yard touchdown pass to Hill. Over the top, had another one to Hardman, as a matter of fact, a 21-yard touchdown pass. So not a bad day at the office. You know, Flacco was not good in that ballgame, 21 of 34, 213 yards, but didn't really do much beyond that. Tried to facilitate a lot. And again, he puts it between the 20s, but doesn't do much with it after the fact. What they did was their defense shut down Lindsay, something the Packers defense really wasn't able to do. They shut Lindsay down. He was only 11 carries for 36 yards in that ballgame. So that was a good game by the Kansas City Chiefs. And now they've had another team that the Packers are going to have to face where they're going to have more than just your normal week to get ready for this game. So they've been off since last Thursday night. So they've got some time to feel a little bit better, heal up a little bit, and prepare a little bit extra for this Packers game this upcoming weekend. So this is a big game for the Green Bay Packers. But this Sunday night, make no mistake about it, this is make your chili, get your wings, get whatever beverage you happen to have, kick back, relax, maybe build a fire, and get yourself, unless, of course, you're going to the game, but get yourself ready to enjoy it in a standalone game on Sunday Night Football. 855-830-8648. The Green Bay Packers are the best team in the NFC. Agree or disagree? We're coming back with more right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Never. That's some legendary stuff, man. You know, we got a great quarterback, man, and he's going to do some great things and going to continue to do some great things, man. We're just happy that we're a part of this team and get to play with great guys and get to play with a legendary quarterback.
Za'Darius Smith appreciating where he's at right now. In Green Bay playing with Aaron Rodgers. They're feeling it right now. Feeling it. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to go ahead and do so. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at New Mail Medical. Treating guys with ED all over the state and beyond the borders. They have a location down in Illinois, down Chicago. So you can call down there. You can call in Milwaukee. You can call in Green Bay. It's one convenient number. Doesn't matter where you're listening. Call the medical experts over there at New Mill Medical. 414-455-4451. Weather's getting a little bit cooler. The indoor activities are going to be heating up. And if you are struggling, if you know what I mean, then you need to call. Or if you're the partner of somebody struggling, you need to call. Call them, 414-455-4451. Hey, if you're moody, if you're slow, if you're sluggish, if the energy's just not there, falling asleep midday or mid-morning, you may want to call them for that as well. If you're over the age of 30, stop in and get your numbers checked for low testosterone, low T. They can help you out with that program. Or maybe you know the holidays are coming, you're looking down going, man, I need to get rid of the spare tire. I got to start feeling better, looking better, and kind of jumpstart a new you going into the new year, especially because I know it's cake and pie season. Yeah, you may want to jumpstart the health and wellness program, the fitness program, the all-in-one weight loss program. Call them, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. The best team in the NFC, in my opinion, is the Green Bay Packers. And I already gave you the reasons why. You can argue with me till you're blue in the face. This is my opinion. But I would love to hear yours. We can get into that. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Jim listening to us in Long Island. Jim, how you doing today, man? What's happening?
Hey, thank you, Bill. Thank you very much for the phone call.
Absolutely.
Here listening on the radio.com app on Long Island. So it's great just listening to Packer talk instead of having to listen to Jet Giants all day. So it's wonderful, wonderful for me. But anyway, with all that aside, I have to tell you the best team in the NFC anyway is definitely the Packers. No question about it. The Minnesota Vikings and the New Orleans Saints still absolutely scare me. The reason being, it's just the fact that our defense just gives up too many big plays. It's been years gone by that they've always given up that big play, and they're still doing it. Even though their defense is standing up, standing tall, they still give up that big play, and that definitely concerns me. The only thing, unlike last year, is that now we will make that big play and when needed, and that's the difference between what we did last few years versus this year. We still do make that big play, which in the past we never, ever did. So that is the big key, but it still concerns me, these big plays. Give that to Breeze, give that to Cousins, and we can get picked apart a little bit. So that has to be just kind of nicked in the bud a little bit. But other than that, absolutely best team in the NFC. If they put their game just like they did offensively yesterday, we could match toe-to-toe with anybody. So just defensively scares me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have that thread of hope that we could still rectify the situation. Thank you very much for the call, Bill.
All right, Bill.
Appreciate it.
There you go. That's Jim listening to us in Long Island on the radio.com app, and appreciate it as well. By the way, the radio.com app's got kind of the DVR controls now where you can stop it, fast-forward it, rewind it, take a listen to it all over again. You kind of shake your head and go, what? What did I hear? You can go back and listen to it again. Go to radio.com, download that app. You're good to go. So the one thing of note, Drew Brees hoping to come back this week, as a matter of fact, hopes to start practicing with his team this week. So in that essence, Drew Brees and Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater is undefeated. you know, as the backup right now, as the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. You talk about getting a quality guy to back up Drew Brees. Drew Brees hoping to come back, but they have not skipped a beat since going to Teddy Bridgewater. They are a dangerous team. The Vikings, I believe, are a dangerous team. I believe Seattle, if you play them there, can be a dangerous team, even though they did get kind of handled yesterday in Seattle. They ended up getting beat 30-16, as a matter of fact. And after 222 straight passes without an interception, Russell Wilson not only threw a pick, but he threw a pick six yesterday. That really kind of propelled the Ravens on in that ballgame. But Ravens played some stifling defense and really shut down Russell Wilson yesterday. 855-830-8648. I believe the best team in the NFC is the Green Bay Packers. There are some people that make legitimate claims with what the New Orleans Saints have been able to do, especially against a pretty good Bears defense. And look, you could be right. Not saying you're wrong. I'm just simply saying that this is my thought. It's not because it's not, you know, hometown team or whatever. It's not it. It's just that the fact that the Packers have beaten the majority of teams that have been over 500. And the New Orleans Saints have beaten a couple of teams that have been sub 500. So that's my only argument. You know, when you look at their schedule, when you look at their teams, you can say, well, you know, they've beaten some pretty solid teams. Yes. But some of the games that they won, you know, they lost that opener to Minnesota. They barely beat a bad Chargers team. They beat the Jets 28-13. They beat the Texans to start their season off. They beat they lost to the Rams. That was a 27-9 game. They did beat the Seahawks in Seattle. Solid win right there, 33-27. They beat Dallas in a yawner of a game, a 12-10 game. They beat the Buccaneers 31-24. And they beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 13-6, and then they beat the Bears 36-25. They put 36 up on a pretty good defense. So, yeah, the Saints are a good football team, no doubt about it. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Matt listening to us in Brookfield. Matt, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Doing well, man. What's up?
Hey, I'd have to say I agree with you because of strength of who they've played. The Packers seem to be the number one team in the NFC, but I'm still worried about the 49ers and the Saints. But and the thing you were talking about earlier with Devontae Adams, you know, I don't want him coming back until it's absolutely necessary, or not necessary, until he's absolutely as close to 100% as he can be, because that can linger all season long. But the thing I'm worried about is if when he does come back, is Aaron going to go back to the part to where he says, well, he needs to get 15, 20, 30 books and passes, or is he going to stay within what's got them winning right now and hitting them 6, 7, 8 different types of receivers that he's utilizing and going with what's in front of him? Because if he continues on that plan, I think the Packers have a bright future by the end of the year, barring any serious injuries.
Just my opinion, but I think, and that's a good question, and I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for listening to us out there in Brookfield. I think that Aaron Rodgers merely looks at Devontae Adams as a quality guy to go to, a guy that he trusts, but also a guy that when he comes back, now defenses have to pay attention to him because he is considered one of the top receivers in the league. They have to pay attention to him, which then, if he's not open, should open it up for everybody else. It should make other guys even more open because they're spending so much time in putting their best cover corner or whomever they're going to stick on Devontae, or even a double team with a safety over the top. They're taking so much attention and putting it on Devontae. While his numbers may not be big, but he can certainly dictate the coverage on the field, which then can open up the guys like Danny Vitale out of the backfield, or open up Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Geronimo Allison or Jimmy Graham or Mercedes Lewis or anybody else you want to throw to. Because now you have to pay attention. And let's just say, well, they're not going to Devontae. They're going to Marquez Valdes-Scantling in that deep ball. Well, we're going to put a guy over the top. Meanwhile, you've got man-on-man coverage on the outside with Devontae Adams, which makes him that much more accessible to throw the football to. So it may open up things for him as well. So just putting him back on the field gives you another very solid weapon to go to. 855-830-8648. Mark says the Green Bay Packers, defensively speaking, are not that good right now. Yes, they are in the top 10, but when it comes to overall defense in the last few weeks, they've been giving up a lot. Your thoughts? third down has become an issue, even though they've been one of the top third down teams in the league. But look, even after yesterday, they're still averaging less than 20 points per game given up. They're in the top 10. You can look at overall yardage, and that's the way a lot of people look at it. And the Packers, when it comes to yardage overall and what they're giving up right now, they're not very good. And I will completely agree with you. I mean, when you look at some of the top defenses, right now the top defense in the league is San Francisco, giving up only 223 yards per game. The New England Patriots a little bit less at 234.7. Then there's Buffalo, Denver, Dallas, Minnesota. Okay, the Saints are right there with Minnesota. Their defense is playing strong, 327 yards per game. Okay, but think about it this way. You already beat Dallas. You already beat Minnesota. You're going to play San Francisco. That's a very tough defense. The Bears are number 10. You've beaten the Bears. You're going to play the Chargers. The Chargers are number 11. You're going to play the Chargers here shortly. But then you start to go down, and you start to look and look and look and look. The Green Bay Packers are 26th in the league right now at total yards given up per game. However, because they're a bend-but-don't-break defense, they are top 10 in the league in only points given up. So, look, I'm not a big fan of just the yardage, but the yardage is an indicator if people are moving the ball against you. But the Green Bay Packers are only averaging 19.9 points per game right now. And when you look at their ability to get off the field on third down, it's not great, and it's been dropping. They were number 9. Then they went to number 12. Now they're number 14 in the league. And they continue to increase. They're now 38%, and you got to keep that number 35 or less if you're going to be considered one of the top teams. Matter of fact, you look at the Bears are 35, and they're number 10. New Orleans is 34%, they're number 8. So that number is a very indicative number as to whether or not people are going to put points up against you. It's just that the Packers have been very opportunistic with their backs against the wall in their own end zone. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Hang in there. Still want to talk more about this Packers football team, this big win yesterday. We're going to hear from Matt LaFleur as well, the head coach, when we come back, heaping a lot of praise on his guys, even though it was somewhat of a flawed performance. We'll talk more about that coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Goodson thinks.
Fakes the handoff to Jones. Now he's going to run with it. He's going to walk it in. Aaron Rodgers with the touchdown.
Yeah, there's a lot of moments. A lot of times that ball leaves his hand. I'm always like in awe. So, yeah, he's pretty good.
Matt LaFleur talking about Aaron Rodgers. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Van Horn Automotive. I was out there over the weekend, and I got to say thanks to everybody from Van Horn. I donated a Final Four basketball to they do some charity work. And Christine, who works with Van Horn, had called me and said, hey, we got some things going on. And I drove up to Howard's Grove, as a matter of fact, on Saturday, and they did a terrific auction for the fire department and such up there. They do a lot of stuff in the communities, and wanted to say thanks to them. I was out at the Ford dealership in Oconomowoc also on Saturday, where I told you I'd had some stuff done to my car, and they polished it up. They gave it back to me, washed the thing. It was clean. It was great. And they treated me, when I walked through the door, it was just awesome. They, you know, kind of BS with me a little bit. They knew I was in a hurry because I had to get over to Easton soccer game. So a great experience, again, over at Van Horn Automotive, the home of the 90-day test drive. All you got to do is go to vanhornauto.com, see everything that qualifies. It's vanhornauto.com. And you can see for yourself, whatever brand it happens to be, new or used, there's many different types of vehicles they have at many different prices, and they really, really want to take care of you. And don't forget, everybody there is an owner. They all have skin in the game. They are family-born and employee-owned. Go to vanhornauto.com. That is vanhornauto.com. So, Matt LaFleur, let's hear what the head coach has to say a little bit, shall we?
This segment of the Bill Michaels Show is brought to you by Concordia Veterans Services Department, dedicated to preparing veterans to make an impact within their next mission through education. See them at cuw.edu/veterans. Now, let's hear from the coach.
Matt LaFleur yesterday talks about this explosion of offense they had.
All right, that was a great team win right there. You know, our offense, they came to play today. I was really happy. We had a lot of guys step up, you know, specifically Marquez and Gimo. Shoot, 2 days ago, we didn't even know if they were going to play. And I thought those guys came and put together gritty performances.
Gritty performances. They had to have some gritty performances. Here's the reason why. With all the injuries and guys coming back from injury and guys kind of sucking it up, if you will. I mean, even Aaron Rodgers kind of admitted last night in the locker room after the game saying, you know, I'm banged up too. He's got that knee thing going on, which is one of the reasons he's – and Mike Clemens firmly believes that the reason they've been running him out of the shotgun a little more often because they don't want him moving as much on that knee. So everybody's got something going on right now this portion of the season. Now, Matt LaFleur said the receiving corps outstanding.
But I thought our receiving corps played really well. I was really happy for those guys. I thought Jake Kumerow, Alan Lazard – mentioned Gimo and MVS. I thought they all did an outstanding job. It was great to see Jimmy Graham bounce back. He made a heck of a catch on that touchdown pass. Aaron Jones got involved in the passing game. Again, had a heck of a catch on, you know, on the corner route that he caught. And I just love the energy and effort that those guys gave.
Also, Matt LaFleur was talking about the Raiders defense. Now, look, the Raiders defense yesterday, he thought they would struggle with that Packers passing game.
The Raiders defense, I thought they have a really, really stout run defense. They tend to load the box up on you and play physical. They play downhill and just thought that going through the air might be the best way to attack them.
Matt LaFleur, he felt yesterday Aaron Rodgers, obviously the numbers portray a perfect game, but he just said, look, when it talks about Aaron Rodgers and some of the performances and you watch him do his thing, you just can't say enough about it.
I think he's as tough as they come in this business, and Aaron Rodgers, and can't say enough about him.
That's short and sweet right there. You can't say enough and you can't go overboard. He's got confidence in Aaron Rodgers.
When you have great players, especially, you know, our quarterback, it definitely gives you confidence in that whatever you call, he's gonna make it work.
No doubt. When you scheme the first couple of plays and you really make it work, you get into down and distance situations, that third down usually becomes Aaron Rodgers' time, and that's when he has shined the brightest. And that's when you kind of allow him to be his own dude there. He's been scheming for the second half before the game, and he said guys are now going through the first half and into the second half, and they're executing.
You know, lately I've been trying to put a little bit more thought into some stuff that prior to the game that we might want to get to in the second half, and but it's never the way you put it on your sheet. You have to reorganize and make some adjustments, and our guys went out there and did it today, and that was a great effort by our players.
Good effort. No doubt about it. On the 59-yard pass from Rodgers to Marquez Valdes-Scantling in that second half of that ballgame, he talks about it.
I've been preaching to these guys that we were going to be aggressive all week long. And so sometimes you just got to go with a higher risk play and knowing that you could have a big reward from it. And that's exactly what happened. But what a great route by Marquez. Just the patience of that route. To lean the safety over committed. We ran it off of a bootleg action, and then great throw by our quarterback. So, just really good execution right there.
Also, he discusses the fumble out of the end zone. He said, "Look," and we all agree. I mean, that was even when we called it after the ballgame, doing the postgame show yesterday. That was the turning point of this ballgame.
The margin for error in this league is so small, and you talk about just key plays. That was a huge play in the football game, because if they go up there 17-14, then who knows what happens on our 2-minute drive. You're talking about a completely different game. So I think that was kind of the turning point in the game and what helped open it up a little bit for us.
Defensively, though, they bent. They gave up some yardage. They were allowing the Raiders to move the football. But again, this defense when they needed it most, when they needed either that to turn the tide or something to seal the deal, they came up with a big play.
Keeping them out of the end zone, and our guys did that in terms of there were three trips down there where Oakland came away with no points, and I really thought that was the difference in the game. You know, you had the two-minute drive right before the half where they had the fumble, and then Kevin King came away with a big interception, and we had a goal line stand, so that was pretty cool for them.
That was big. Kevin King coming away with a pick, and he's right. That goal line stand was also big. Trying to get a guy up and over the pile and then stymieing him in the air and almost creating the helicopter effect, not allowing the ball to cross the plane, big time good. Big time good. He also said, look, it wasn't the best of games, but very proud of his team.
Coming off 6 days, I thought they were locked in. You know, they knew the game plan inside and out. And they went out there and executed it. And just really proud of the effort and the execution of our guys.
There you go. Proud of everything they did yesterday. Big time proud. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Looking forward to our next huddle. Don't forget, get out and enjoy yourself with one of our huddles that are coming up. Always enjoy getting out there and kind of taking a listen to everybody that happens to be out as a face in the crowd. We had a really good time, by the way, at Joe Mama's last week. This week, we're going to be at the Tap Room, 1301 Milwaukee Avenue, South Side. Heading to the South Side. Going to be at the Tap Room, 6 to 8 this Thursday night. Looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun. Let's get back to the phone calls. Talk to who's been on hold the longest here. Let's go to Roger listening to us in Chippewa Falls. Roger, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Roger.
I got a quick question here for you, and you can give me an answer. I watch these other teams all across the league just go nuts with blitzing and stuff, and all-out blitzes a lot. We just seem not to blitz near as much as most teams, and the result is we don't get pressure on the good quarterback. They're throwing this high passes and completing 75% of them, and I'm just wondering what your thought is on why we don't blitz more. Thank you.
Okay, appreciate it. I mean, when you blitz when you need to, okay? You don't need to blitz all the time, all right? So when you say we don't get pressure, you don't see pressure on quarterbacks. The Packers right now are 12th in the league when it comes to sacks, all right? They've got 9 of them. Or no, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm completely wrong there. They've got 18 of them, okay? 18 sacks right now. Carolina Panthers have 27. New England has 25. Arizona, believe it or not, has 22. Jacksonville, 21. So look at these teams that are doing it. Carolina, they're playing some pretty good football right now. New England, obviously, as well. But Arizona, not a great football team, but they have 22 sacks. They're third in the league. Jacksonville, not a great football team, 21 sacks. Kansas City gets to the quarterback. So does New Orleans. Pittsburgh, not a great record. They've got 20 of them. So it doesn't necessarily equate to wins all the time, but you're rushing two down linemen a lot of the time. And then usually on third down, they'll, quote, dial something up. But Darnell Savage Jr., not in the game. You're playing with some guys that have been ailing a little bit. Yesterday, I think the mantra was, we'll play a lot of zone. We're going to allow that soft underbelly to be exploited a little bit, but we'll try to keep him out of the end zone best we can, and that's what they did. I don't want to sit here and say that Mike Pettine doesn't like the blitz, because he does, but Mike Pettine likes the blitz when he kind of dials it up and then brings it from everywhere. One time he'll bring, you know, he'll bring a guy like Adrian Amos. He'll bring him off the edge. And then the next time they'll blitz, you know, both guys on the outside, you know. The next time after that, it'll be Blake Martinez up the gut, and then he'll be coming. He likes to bring it from everywhere, you know. And you know, maybe it'll be a guy like Will Redman or, you know, Kevin King or, you know, Jair Alexander. I mean, you know, Kevin King and Jair Alexander kind of been ailing a little bit. Kevin King has been. Will Redman's been in there because Darnell Savage Jr. was out. Adrian Amos is still stable back there, but Redmond has not been nearly as good. And then you've, you know, had to use guys like Josh Jackson and Tony Brown and company at times. So, you know, they don't blitz a lot, but when they do, it has been pretty effective, if that's maybe the best way to put it. But again, they're 12th in the league in sacks right now, so they are putting pressure on the quarterback. It's not like they're not getting it done at all, if you know what I mean. 855-830-8648. Don't forget the Lodge Kohler kickoff coming up on Friday at Lodge Kohler in Green Bay. Adrian Amos is going to be back with us. Looking forward to this. Adrian Amos is going to be with us this coming Friday. We tape it 5 to 6, then it airs from 6 to 7 on many of these same stations. That is the Lodge Kohler kickoff, and we can't wait. Got more of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
got a win. 6-1. Solid start to the season thus far. And really, you kind of look back at that Philadelphia game and you're like, that one got away. Drop passes, fumble. Even at the end of the ball game, they had an opportunity to win it and just weren't able to get the job done. It was more, kind of more their own self-doing than anything. I don't want to negate what Philadelphia brought to the table because they did a fantastic job of beating the Packers up front, specifically in the run game. But, man, you think about what could have been, you know what I mean? Oof. Tough one. Hey, don't forget about our friends. We're going to be heading down to Miami for Super Bowl, and hopefully the Packers are going to be joining us. We go regardless, though, but our friends over there at Signature Limo, always great to get a chance to work with our guys over there, and girls for that matter, with Pat and Brooke and everybody. First-class operation. Go to booksignature.com, one of the nation's leading ground transportation providers. Use them all the time whenever we need them. And you can check out my friends, again, Pat and Brooke over there and that whole staff. They do such a great job. Signature Limo. Go to booksignature.com. That's booksignature.com. And then our friends at Skipper Buds. I hate to say it, but I'm sure you probably got your boat pretty much winterized by now. Unless, of course, you're fishing and maybe taking advantage of some of the fall weather. But you can check out the huge selections right now, whether it's new and they're trying to get rid of them, or used, because now's a great time to make a deal. Some of the boats that are out there, the water sports, jet boats, cruisers, they got them all. Even some water ski boats, all that kind of stuff. Get them ready. Get them serviced. Get them ready for next year. Shrink wrap them, and they store them as well. Go see my buddy Ryan over there in service at skipperbuds.com. That's skipperbuds.com. And then Sloppy Joe's Saloon and Spoon over there in Hubertus. Go to gosloppyjoes.com for all that they have to offer and all the entertainment coming up. Let's get back to it. Let's go to Tony in Greendale. Tony, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Tony, what's up?
I think our receiver corps is good. I've been saying that for weeks. I think these guys just need to play, and it seems to be working out. One thing that that they got to work on is they got to try to control that run a little bit better. I think we're getting run over too much. It's 150 yards. Is unacceptable, and I know they know that. And they are kind of that bend, don't break. But I think that might help with them third down efficiency, too, if they try to tighten that up a little better. I don't think you can say one word about the offense. Yeah, the running game's got to get going a little more, but I think eventually that'll happen just because people are going to start playing off now that they know they got those receivers cooking.
Right.
But I think that's kind of the big thing, and maybe they lay back a little bit, and then because it almost seems like they do, and then all of a sudden, when a team gets down there, man, it's like they really tighten up, Then they're bringing it all, So it's just the kind of team they are, and I just love them,
Right.
And you can't say nothing wrong, man. We're 6-1, we keep winning, and then one other thing is. I thought it was just comical how Gruden right away is complaining about the refs. Well, they didn't stop Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
It is what it is.
Well, the officiating on the field, Tony, I would agree with you. I appreciate the phone call. I would agree that the officiating on the field was terrible. It was really bad. It just was, and I tweeted a little bit about it yesterday. Ultimately, via instant replay, they got it right. But some of the calls that took place, like right in front of guys, is flabbergasting how bad they got it wrong. I can't remember a time in which there were so many just blatant calls just missed. It's not like a guy tiptoed out of bounds and whether or not he was touching or barely touching the little white grass, the dividing line between being inbounds and out of bounds. I mean, this is like a guy a foot and a half, 2 feet out of bounds, and they're calling him inbound a good catch. Some of that stuff was just bad yesterday. And that really does taint the game. It just makes it look bad. It's just not a polished product in that sense. So, I agree. Gruden had a right to complain. But then again, ultimately, in New York, they got it right. So, and that's what replays meant to do, is ultimately get it right. I still don't like the fact that you can challenge pass interference because it's such a judgment call, and we all know that any time you look at any particular group of guys heading down the field, they're grabbing and pulling and touching and shoving and all that kind of stuff, and you can take anything and say, well, it's pass interference. So they're not overturning those in the National Football League. What you're trying to do is trying to find the ones that weren't called pass interference and throw in the flag and say, yeah, that was. But the minute they did that, the minute they screwed that up in New Orleans, which is, we should call it the Saints rule, the minute they screwed it up, it was just a dumb rule to implement. And eventually I hope they just get rid of it because it's, I think it's just stupid. Hang in there. We got a lot more to go. We're going to see what you took away yesterday from the Packers' 42-24 win over the Oakland Raiders. And I do have to mention, we do, just a snippet, we got to talk about that ugly loss. The Badgers, by the way, have fallen big time. They went from 14-1 to win the championship to 50-1. Basically saying, look, that one loss, you're done. Talk to you later. We'll see you next year. Doesn't mean going to a Rose Bowl is not a bad thing, but you had a legitimate shot at possibly getting to a championship, and you looked past Illinois. Got more to go. Stay tuned. More right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.